response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
As Hurricane Matthew batters the Atlantic coast of Florida, we're about to hear from President Obama. He has just received an update from Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson and the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Craig Fugate. The storm's eyewall is now brushing the coast near Daytona Beach. It is a Category 3 storm, and points north of there and several other states are in the storm's sights. Here's the president now.
As bad as it could be, there are people who've been affected, and for them, they're going to need help. Last point I'd like to make is we're still tracking what happened in areas like Haiti that were hit more directly. Haiti is one of the poorest countries in the world. It has consistently been hit and battered by a lot of natural disasters to compound what is already great poverty there. We know that hundreds of people have lost their lives and that there's been severe property damage, and they're going to need help rebuilding. So I would ask all Americans to go to the American Red Cross and other philanthropic agencies to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to help people in need. And we'll continue to provide information. If you're interested in how you can help the people of Haiti and others, you can go to whitehouse.gov and we'll provide you some direction in terms of where even the smallest contribution can really make a big difference. All right? Thank you very much, everybody.
Live from the White House, President Obama's at the White House. He's just received an update from his Homeland Security Secretary and from FEMA. We want to go back to his remarks to make sure we heard the substance of what he said, not just about the impact in Haiti, but here in the United States, particularly in Georgia. So, again, the president.
Obviously, everybody has been tracking the course of Hurricane Matthew, and I just received an update from our FEMA director, Craig Fugate, as well as the rest of our national security team. And I just wanted to make a couple of key points. First, what we're seeing now is Matthew having moved above South Florida and some of the largest population centers, working its way north. And the big concern that people are having right now is the effects that it could have in areas like Jacksonville on through Georgia. And although we've seen some significant damage in portions of South Florida, I think the bigger concern at this point is not just hurricane force winds, but storm surge. Many of you will remember Hurricane Sandy, where initially people thought this doesn't look as bad as we thought, and then suddenly you get massive storm surge and a lot of people were severely affected. And so I just want to emphasize to everybody that this is still a really dangerous hurricane, that the potential for storm surge, flooding, loss of life, and severe property damage continues to exist, and people continue to need to follow the instructions of their local officials over the course of the next 24, 48, 72 hours. Those of you who live in Georgia, I think, should be paying attention because there's been a lot of emphasis on Florida, but this thing is going to keep on moving north through Florida into South Carolina. There are large population centers there that could be vulnerable. So pay attention to what your local officials are telling you. If they tell you to evacuate, you need to get out of there and move to higher ground because storm surge can move very quickly, and people can think that they're out of the woods and then suddenly get hit and not be in a position in which they and their families are safe. So pay attention to local officials. In the meantime, I've been in contact with the governors of all four of the potentially affected states. I want to thank them all for their leadership. There's been strong cooperation between federal and state and local officials. FEMA has worked diligently to pre-position resources, assets, water, food, commodities. And as the hurricane moves north, what Craig and his team will be doing is moving those resources and assets further north so that any place that happens to get hit badly will be in a position to immediately come in and help. But I really want to emphasize the governors have been on top of this. State and local officials have been on top of this. They are the ones who are tracking most closely what is happening in your particular community, your particular area. You need to pay attention to them, do what they say. Do not be a holdout here, because we can always replace property, but we can't replace lives. I want to thank Craig and his whole team, as well as Department of Homeland Security, my own national security team, for really staying on top of this. We're going to monitor this throughout the weekend. Our thoughts and prayers are with folks who have been affected. Even if the damage in South Florida wasn't as bad as it could be, there are people who've been affected, and for them, they're going to need help. Last point I'd like to make is we're still tracking what happened in areas like Haiti that were hit more directly.
Okay, live from the White House, it's President Obama on tape, I should say, from the White House. You heard this part earlier, the president talking about the devastating impacts of Hurricane Matthew on Haiti, but warning for the United States, particularly Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, there is still potential for storm surge, flooding, loss of life. That holds for the northern Atlantic coast of Florida as well. Let's go to the coast of Florida now. ABC's Jim Ryan in Melbourne Beach, Florida. Jim, the storm has moved just past you now. What's the status?
Yeah, the rain has essentially stopped here. The wind has died down quite dramatically, a vastly different scene from what we were looking at about 6 hours ago, when the wind was whipping the rain horizontally all across this area. I'm standing on the sand here at Melbourne Beach, looking at dramatic waves crashing up onto the shore. Hardly anybody is out here. A few people, one man with a metal detector down the beach, wondering what he might find here. But essentially, this entire island was evacuated yesterday. Hardly anybody stayed here at all. They heeded the warnings of the governor of Florida when he said this storm could be a killer, Aaron.
ABC's Jim Ryan from Melbourne Beach, Florida. Just to the north, ABC's Alex Stone in Charleston, South Carolina. Storm's headed your way, Alex.
It is, Aaron, and right now it's cloudy and a bit breezy here, but that is expected to change tonight and tomorrow through the day. Tomorrow, the streets here are deserted right now. This is a mandatory evacuation zone, and you heard the president talking about storm surge. The biggest concern here is the potential for extreme flooding. Hurricane Matthew is expected to be a strong Category 1, a week 2 by the time it gets here tomorrow, but the storm surge is expected to be a bigger deal than the wind may be. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley saying that there is still time for folks here to get out. Not a lot of time. Flights are going to stop flying in about an hour from now. The highways at this point are still open. The bridges are still open, but that'll be changing. Some people refusing to go. 280,000 people have evacuated here in South Carolina, Aaron.
Part of the 3 million or so under evacuation orders in four states. Alex, thanks. Let's go back to the White House. ABC's Karen Travers. The president's about to head off to Chicago, but received this briefing from his FEMA director, Karen, and urging people to not ignore this storm, even though perhaps Florida, at least the central coast of Florida, dodged the worst of it.
Yeah, Aaron, the message from the White House and the president today for days now has been, listen to local officials. The president saying this is still a very dangerous hurricane, and as it moves north, the federal government will be moving resources further north so they can be in place in case Georgia and South Carolina now bear the brunt of this storm. The government in recent days has pre-positioned resources outside of the storm track so that it can quickly get to areas that need it. The president has spoken to the governors of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Emergency declarations have been in place place in three of those states. And the president says that federal officials are working very closely around the clock with state and local officials.
ABC's Karen Travers live from the White House, where President Obama warned of the potential for storm surge and flooding and loss of life as Hurricane Matthew continues to batter the Atlantic coast of Florida, setting its sights now on states further to the north as a Category 3 storm currently. Some weakening is expected. The storm's eye wall is now brushing the coast near Daytona Beach. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.